You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Monday and Thursday nights, midnight to 3 a.m. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web at WRFG.org, I am so grateful that you prefer to be here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the one who tried to make sure you're always attuned anytime I'm speaking, I am so thankful. And I pray that every time you hear me, every fiber of your being is completely filled to overflowing with thanks and praises for the blessedness that you are. With each and every breath and every beat of your heart, there's an intention that I have, that I've always had when I come to these airwaves, and I celebrate the year of having come back to come forward to WRFG again after taking a year off. And that year gave me some opportunity to get some perspective, to realize I cannot stop speaking, I cannot stop encouraging, I cannot stop caring, I cannot stop trying to reach into the bodies and the hearts and the minds and the spirits of those who are willing to give ear, willing to hear, willing to seek to be a little more than you were yesterday. I'm in a place and space where it is always in my heart to do that which really benefits not only myself, but everything and everybody that I communicate with, everybody that I touch, because I realize that I've come to the earth and I will be leaving the earth, as we all have done and we all shall do. The issue that I try to bring forward to us is that our lives were not given to us so that we can suffer, that is not the purpose in our being here, that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and those of us who are living in this now moment, regardless of where we are on the planet, are all held by the absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our heart, that breathes us, that really designed us, and whose will, whose purposes, whose light, whose love, whose truth, we should all care to exalt. Because this is really where our leverage is, whether we realize it or not. And it just seems to be that everybody consistently is looking for some legislation, some political strategy, some economic thing, and our liberation in terms of what it is we are thinking on a daily basis, what it is we're living for, what it is our hearts are beating for, what it is we care about. In truth, this is where the leverage really, really starts. It starts with each one of us. And what we have already seen is that over the period, we have always depended upon a few who will get out and march and protest and struggle and lobby and do all of this on behalf of everybody. But we each have duty, obligation, and responsibility because we are the breathing, thinking beings that we are. Nobody is outside of the order of existence, outside of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be completely committed to living, completely committed to the laws that govern life, completely committed to exalting a full life's urge. But our being under siege has put us in a vibration where we no longer realize that that's what we have to do. For God, regardless of all of the other things we can do, whether we're doing it through music or education or business or administration or whatever realm that we can express ourselves, the issue is that whoever we are, wherever we are, we exist in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence whose intelligence we have access to. And it is a greater thinker than those who are legislating sickness, illness, disease, and death as trillion-dollar business. And that's why it's so important for us to come to a point in place where we care to do that which is ours to do, to stand on behalf of life itself. Therefore, if we are in truth, remembering that we each are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That intelligence sees through every eye that sees. That intelligence commanded that we love it with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, souls, with our whole might, that we reverence and respect the reality of our lives, and that the whole of life itself is sacred. And it is as a result of people of all manners of hues, of all ethnicities, all religious orientation, all persuasions and whatnot, that we are not in that particular vibration of realization, that we are not respecting the sacredness of all of life. We are not exalting a full life's urge. We feel as though we have the right to feed off the degradation and the deprivation. We can support it because it's a way to generate resources. We feel as though it's okay for other beings to be entrapped and enslaved and shot up and poisoned and whatnot so that they can be slaughtered and you feed off of their carcasses. You all are all right with that. And that in and of itself, that mentality and that action, which is barbarism, cannibalism, being carnivorous when you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, is the foundational root of all of the issues that we're dealing with, in that we are not able to walk in the integrity of our divinity when our bloodstreams have been defiled with the violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, and all manners of behavior modifying chemicals that have been dressed up in all of that garbage that they call food. Food that is in all manners of boxes and packages and is being advertised to us with all manners of bright colors and nice jingles and wearing the face of those that have come out of our communities and have made good. We are in a place and space where duty, obligation, and responsibility as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, is nothing that we can be ignoring and act as if it doesn't exist, and then everything be all right in your life. The world conquering rampage is beyond just police brutality. It is in your feeding off of the carcasses of dead beings, hens and chickens and Cornish hens and fish and fowl and all of these ones. It's as a result of your intoxication, your inebriation, your bringing in tobacco and all of these things into your body system, defiling the temple that God has given you so that it can commune with you, it can dwell with you, it can meet you in your most private moments with yourself. But it becomes extremely difficult to be in a place where you are able to receive such a divine visitation when your body temple has been turned into a cemetery for decaying, decomposing, and rotting carcasses. And so the boycott of the death industries, coming to a point in place where each man, each womb man, understand that it is our duty, our obligation, and our responsibility to exalt life. It is our duty, our responsibility, and our obligation to stand on behalf of the rights of all ones, all nations, all races, all women, all men, regardless of their gender preferences, their ethnicities, their whatever, to realize that everyone has the right to its life. And no matter what groups of people we're talking about under this world conquering rampage to divide and conquer us, regardless of what gods they worship, whether you're worshiping Allah or Jah, Yah, Yahweh or Jehovah or Jesus or whoever. The issue is, are you honoring the sanctity and the sacredness of your own being? Are you in a place and space where you are loving life? You are giving your all to life. You are consistently seeking, asking, knocking, applying yourself towards being in the integrity of who you are. Is this point of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that you all refer to as the absolute and supreme being, the creator of all, God, goddess, whoever and whatever you may call it? It has designed us. You understand? So God-made bodies eating man-made food has put us in a position where we have aborted our natural access to a direct line of light with the spirit worlds and the earth herself as a physical place, a physical planet that is governed, maintained, and sustained by spirit laws. Is a place for our learning, our growing. Earth residency is school for us so that we have the opportunity to improve upon any past life we've already had where we were not quite clear that we were here to exalt a full life's urge. Perhaps we had not come into that degree of light. We were still under God worship and Savior worship and saint worship and all of that. Now we're in a place and space to accept our own degrees of responsibility, to be held in the accountability of duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, to exalt a full life's urge on behalf of the lineages that we represent, to come to a point and place where we are tapping the greatness that is charged on our DNA, that we are completely integritous with the light of ourselves. And this is that which everybody needs. The police need it. The judges need it. The psychiatrists need it. The psychologists need it. Everybody needs it, because you cannot be authorized, licensed, certified, or degreed by a system of government, education, miseducation, religious training, and whatnot to function outside of the intelligence of existence. You cannot be authorized to be a perpetuator of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood and then think that everything should be all right with your life. And to remember that there is justice, and that justice does not depend upon people who have been fed all manners of garbage being able to come to a unanimous decision as to whether this one is guilty or not. You understand? The fact that they are guilty and offensive within their own cells puts them in a position where they literally are not in a place where they can truly be those who are the dispensers of justice. Justice is about absolute law. Nobody is beyond it. So those trigger-happy policemen who are filled with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, donuts and coffee and alcohol and whatnot, they are not going to get away with anything, even if they have to lose the lives of their own children or their grandchildren, or they be phased out of existence. You just don't know what they will bring forward to them. But our leverage is in coming to that place and space where we are completely committed to doing that which is truly in our own best interest. Because when you are under siege, when there is an intent and an agenda that is being perpetuated through government, religion, miseducation, and society and culture, when you turn any way you go and you see that people are trying to make sure that you are not a thinking person, trying to make sure that you are addicted to one thing or the other, trying to ensure that they have your attention, they have your commitment, they have your dollar to do that, which keeps them in business and puts you in a position where you are dissipating your life force, that you are losing your grip on on reality that you are coming to a point and place where you are trying to justify in your mind why it is you have the right to be killing yourself and then complain when these ones kill your children when you were killing them the entire time. See, they got y'all in a vibration where you feel as though it's your right to do a slow death. And anybody that takes you out of your right to die slowly is now criminal. But you were not criminal in feeding off of the death of other beings. You were not criminal in defiling and desecrating your body temple where the spirit of the living God is supposed to be dwelling. You are in a place and space where your mind, your spirit, that which animates you, without you having to think about it, it may not be thinking. You are thinking, the conscious mind that you are is thinking, and then that absolute and supreme intelligence is on automatic pilot, breathing you, beating your heart, and it is trying to make adjustments for every foul thing that you bring into your body. It is trying to bring you forward to homeostasis, to the balance, to continue to do that which is clearing and cleansing you, whether you have sense enough to do that for yourself or not. You are absolutely and divinely blessed. Now, I am encouraging you to care enough about yourself, care enough about your health, care enough about our collective reality as a community and global family that needs to rise completely up towards our own degree of salvation and deliverance from the wickedness of a world system that is intended to depopulate through this system of genocide in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through legalized genocide disguised as free enterprise. We have so much warfare, man against man, man against woman, woman against children. You understand, is that when you have a people, when you have a global people, when you have people anywhere that are divided within themselves and they don't care to correct, they don't care to pull themselves together, they don't care to realize that there is an inherent purpose in being and to be purposed in their being based upon the intelligence of life itself. If they do not want to wake up after all of the differing things that they have created, situations and circumstances that allowed them to either feel very, very good and very, very blessed about who they are, where they are, what they're doing, or to feel very, very bad as a result of what they've allowed themselves to be caught up in. We have to realize that you are the only one who can really accept correction for yourself. And the more each one of us stands and cares to be aligned with the laws of life, with the intelligence of existence, with the way of life, which is love, the more each one of us cares to position ourselves from that perspective, this is how we begin to radiate a power that no man and no system and no government can defile. But if you are filled with all of this garbage, then you are filled with doubt. You are filled with insecurity. You are filled with a sense of hopelessness and powerlessness and helplessness. You are consistently trying to figure out, why don't they do something? And then you continue to go to the store and buy the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of dark, dank things that undermine the integrity of your own divinity. And I know as a result of us being fed this way, I got it too as a child. I am thankful that I had enough care as a child to really want to know what it is I'm living for. I am very thankful that I had the insight as a child to want to know why people are dying. I am so thankful that I was the kind of child who realized that as a child of God, we should not be dying. I am so thankful that I have been away from those things and those ways longer than I have been on them. And I know the difference. And the difference is that when our blood is clean, when we are consistently making choices that are truly in our own best interest, it gives us a good feeling about ourselves. It allows us to be in a much greater degree of thanksgiving and gratitude and praise and prayer and whatnot, so that we are creating a greater reality. Each and every day, we are able to really exalt a fuller life's urge. And there is nothing that the petty ones, nothing that the wicked ones, nothing that those ones who are so occluded and so polluted within themselves, there is nothing that they can do against those who stand with God as one who is harmonized with the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, to remember that there is a power that we were given, but we have to be cleared and cleansed and purified. We have to take the time to consecrate our lives. And there's a joy and a glory that comes with that kind of right action in the midst of those who choose to enjoy being wrong. And there's no amount of civil rights. There's no amount of marching. There's no amount of protesting. There's no amount of you reacting to those who have already proven that they do not have anybody's best interests at heart. Not even their own or those of their children. You're dealing with the people who are so desperate to maintain their stupidity, that they should be pitied, not feared. That you are so desperate to exalt what you think is your right to rule, to desecrate, to defile, to destroy, so that you can control, when you have no control over yourself, over your desires, over your lusts, over your passions. These people are wicked for the simple fact that their blood is defiled. They are bloodthirsty. They love the hunt. They love the kill. They love being in a place and space where they feed off of the degradation and the annihilation of other ones. This is the root of oppression and that lie that is called white supremacy, which is really just stupidity and insecurity and idiocy on crack. And because we're under a world-conquering rampage, those of us who truly care, we have to be about everybody's wholeness. We have to understand that the law is what it is. We cannot rewrite the law, and you cannot think a greater thing than the law, which is about our wholeness. It's about the perfection of our care and our forgiveness and our love and our self-mastery and our self-control. And these people have put us in a vibration where all of these behavior-modifying substances and chemicals that they put in all of this garbage that they call food, even that which is vegetarian and vegan and all of this, as long as you're putting all of this stuff in microwaves, you are destroying the integrity of anything that was vital or nutritious in it. We have to come to a place and space where we will no longer be enslaved to any of our desires, not our palates, not our genitals, not our lusts, any of it. You have to come to a point and place where you don't mind applying yourself towards your wholeness. See, this is the example that our children need. This is what the children need to be taught. Because we see, as a result of our own miseducation and education and whatnot, that we have not been properly prepared to even understand what being is, what existence is, what are the laws that govern existence, how do we create? Who are we as human beings? What is our capacity? What is our potentiality? How do we reach it? How do we achieve it? See, there are a lot of things that we should have been given as a part of our educational process or a part of our religious training, our spiritual guidance. And so now we have so many voices. We have so many ones who are speaking forward because they have cleared their own way. They have realized how they were facilitating their own issues, their sickness, their illness, their diseases, their unforgiveness, their resentments, their programming and whatnot, so that there is more support than ever before for those of us who would seek the truth, for those of us who would get leverage through whatever tools that we need, through the affirmations and the declarations and the subliminals. There is so much available to us that if you really are not caring to correct, then you really will not have the benefit of correction. And that benefit is that you have the opportunity to participate in that which is destiny. You have the opportunity to participate in your reprogramming, your cellular immortalization, because you are remembering and accepting the truth of your own divinity as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence. And that helps us to get beyond all of the divide and conquer things. We are living in a system that is a death culture. We cannot participate with it and be all right, no matter what you do. When you stop bringing money to those places where you are purchasing and feeding off of things that undermine your cellular functioning, create neurological, circulatory, endocrinological, your glandular functioning, your reproductive, your eliminative, your lymphatic, whatever the systems are that you have in your body, when you are creating blockage and obstructions of the fluidity of your nerve force, your life force, your breath, and your blood, then you are participating in your own demise. And as long as you are participating in your own demise, as are the judges and the lawyers and the policemen and the guards and all of these ones, you understand, then there's no leverage that they will have. But neither one of us has to wait for everybody to become liberated before we become liberated. It becomes a matter of what it is you're asking for. It becomes a matter of what it is you are living for. It becomes a matter of what it is you are telling yourself, what it is you are infusing yourselves with. And it becomes a matter of your care to come to that place and space where you are mastering the love and the forgiveness and the mercy and the compassion, but you are also stepping outside of the fear and the trepidation and the inhibition and all of the other sense of powerlessness to come to that place where you are digging deep within yourself to activate your generational wealth that is charged on your DNA. So the strength of you, the light of you, the love of you, the power of you, the potential of you, the talent that you have. The talent is the area of light through which the Creator will shine through you, so that you are securing your destiny. You are doing that which ensures that as you continue to mature, not be on the path of adulteration, as you continue to unfold in the beauty of yourself, the light of yourself, the power of yourself, the strength of yourself, in your attunement with the spirit worlds, your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and your soul, you understand that you are securing your immortal destiny. We are to leave the planet as embryonic gods and goddesses, not as dead people. And this now moment, you are being called to rise. You are being called to remember. You are being called to care, to love, to stand, to rise, to walk. as one who is completely committed to the laws of being, mastering the love that harmonizes us with all beings, and putting yourself in a position where you have the opportunity to truly honor and glorify the lineages that you represent and all of the great ones that have come before us, who sacrificed and were sacrificed so that we have a greater access to the truth of ourselves. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of a resurrection.
On 89.3 FM.
Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are tuning via the phones and radio apps, thank you for using your technology towards your greater good. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful for you and pray that you are inspired. Anytime I come to the airwaves and every time I have opportunity to engage and to speak, whether it's one-on-one or one with many or my empowerment circles, I am always, always reaching deeper to encourage us to really be appreciative and thankful and grateful for every breath that we take, for every step that we've made, for every beat of our heart. To realize that we are always in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose presence is all there is as existence itself. And although there are so many ones who refer to it by so many names, and there has been so much confusion in relationship to the gods and the religions and the scripts and the doctrines and all of those things that have laid foundation for our being divided. I'm the one that is impassioned about our having an understanding, a realization and consistent revelations and epiphanies about the oneness of existence itself and our coming to a place and space where we are acknowledging it and coming to that mindset of wholeness, to be whole within ourselves, to be balanced within our male and female selves, to be of one mind, the true mind, the real mind, the mind that is the gift that we all have the opportunity to tap into, and it does not undermine itself. This absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that holds the earth in flotation and rotation within its very presence, that blazes the sun, that beats our hearts, that breathes us, and it is the eye that sees through every eye. We are immersed in flotation and rotation in nothing but divinity. And sometimes it's hard to feel as divine as we actually are because we've been tainted on the path of adulteration, so that by 21 we were labeled adult. We knew shame and game and blame and guilt and this and that. And we're fed kinds of things that did not truly nourish us, did not truly facilitate optimum cellular functioning. So now we're having to reach for that which is going to do exactly that. Why? Because under an initiative to dumb us down, to put us in a place where we're acting and behaving as a public people, as opposed to being present in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, being in a space and place where capitalism and success in capitalism is what we've been taught to aspire towards. But really, being successful in walking in our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence is how we have leverage over all of this. To come to that mind space and heart space and dwelling wherever we are, mindful, thoughtful, caring, intensely intentional and deliberately focused, in breathing deeply and consciously caring to love and support and uplift and add unto and bless and cultivate and enrich and enhance everything and everybody we come in contact with. We are in a now moment where our triumph in love is where the real wealth actually is. We're in a now moment of eternity where our now moment is pregnant with so much opportunity, but the opportunity that we have with each and every breath is to be focused in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And there is so much to distract us, so much to have us in a place where we're focused on that which brings us down, that which disappoints us, that which distracts us from realizing the divinity of each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And for those who are and have had to say and are grieving because of the transitionings, the passings, the deaths of ones and ones who are of us and close to us, we have to come to that place and space where we realize that under the kind of conditioning that we have been socialized to accept in terms of feeling as though death is the natural culmination, finality, destiny, fate, and eventuality of this life, it doesn't make it easier when we lose those that we love. And where we have had to be at the bedsides and the hospital rooms and whatnot and feeling a sense of helplessness because we didn't know what to do. There wasn't anything that could be done. We're having to realize that our day-to-day reality is about exalting a full effort in loving our lives and living our lives. And that's why we have to come to a point and place where we will no longer undermine ourselves and feel entitled to undermine ourselves. But that's the socialization under commercialism, where they make things that are really detrimental to us seem so good for us. And I'm saying, let's come to a place and space where we are really respecting the divinity of our being directly, that we are treating and honoring our bodies as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And we're honoring the functioning of these bodies more or to even greater extent than the functioning of our automobiles, our trucks, our bikes, our motorcycles, and all of those things that we have, that we pay so dearly for, that we will maintain and sustain to the detriment of ourselves. We are in a now moment that is calling us to really respond in any and every now moment as intelligent beings, knowing that intelligence is all there is and it does nothing to undermine itself. Being in a place upon the planet where the waters are rising, the storms are brewing, the tsunamis are forming, that there is so much that is going on, that our realizing the power that we have as intelligences of existence is very important. Because the socialization puts us in a place where we feel helpless and hopeless, and the most that we can do is just try to do whatever we can do to be distracted and be inebriated, intoxicated, high, medicating, self-medicating ourselves. But the reality for where we are is that we're being called to rise. We're being called to understand the power that we do have as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to align ourselves with it by consciously caring to be completely cleared from the emotional and mental thoughts of our violations and trespasses and anger and frustration and all of that stuff that whittles away at our degrees of self-worth and deservedness and remembrance of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, or otherwise the children of that which we refer to as God. But being in a place where we are mindful and understanding the divinity of existence, and know that with each and every breath, we will never have anything greater than who and what we already are, but naked. To have a place and space within our own body temples where we are appreciating and experiencing the sacredness and the sanctity of existence itself and honoring it. And it seems as though we should not have to be encouraged to honor ourselves, but under a system of capitalization where people feel entitled to subjugate and dominate and bastardize and usurp and rob you of the wealth of yourselves, the richness and the riches of the temples of the living gods and goddesses, to put us in a place where we have been rendered dysfunctional, distracted, disinterested, dissatisfied, discontent, and we are already in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. We are already in heaven. But the hellaciousness comes as a result of the toxicity that is charged upon the blood, that poisons the spirit, that corrupts the mind, that puts us in a place where we're not able to really experience within every fiber of our being the divinity of our being, and feeling, really feeling the wealth and the richness of ourselves. And this is what oppression feels like. Being oppressed at the cellular level because we have been fed that which robs us of the water content of our systems, that which puts us in a place where we become dehydrated and insufficiently oxygenated, and our blood has become sludge and we have to be put on blood thinners, and we've been filling up on stuff that has no substance, no nutritional value, nothing that the body needs. And we have been filled with it for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. It's a problem. But we've gotten used to it. And I'm saying, let's come to a point in place where we are caring to be vital. We're caring to be renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, and realizing that as we are bathing in the light of existence, in the love of existence, in being in a place where we are being reconciled and harmonized in the truth of who we are, that we have the capacity to change everything. To really facilitate the progression of us as a humanity of people. To know that there are so many ones who are committing and recommitting themselves. And as we each try to do it, and we each do it, it's better for everybody. and to know that our lives have purpose and our lives have significance and our lives have meaning. And the significance and purpose and meaning of our lives goes so far beyond just working every day for a dollar and paying utilities and bills. But we're here to really understand how to use the laws that govern us, how to harmonize with it, how to master ourselves, our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings, so that we are dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, dwelling as points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and being completely present as points of it, in it. And giving our attention and putting our attention there. Because the more of us who do that, the greater leverage we have. The beauty of having those who are legislating, perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, and death as the food industry and all of that is that it will soon cease to exist because there's no way to be continued in existence where there are no commitments to the laws that govern existence. And so it has to be phased out. It's temporal. It's temporary. It cannot last long. And so those who wholeheartedly support and partake of and are misaligned in the purposes of existence and the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood will soon cease to exist, on this realm at least. And that's why we have to really be decisive about what we're living for and to come to that place within ourselves where we have an understanding and an understanding that life itself is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that we are on an intergalactic spaceship, Mother Earth, that is spinning in the space that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that is in flotation and rotation and animated by this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that we have each come to it through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine fluid from our fathers, and we should be leaving the place having lived our lives, having learned and labored and studied and perfected ourselves as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, so that there really was no experience of death. There was the experience of life and love and delight and joy and rejoicing and overcoming and transcending, transforming, transmuting, becoming, evolving, exalting, enhancing, enriching, immortalizing as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. We should not be dying at all. And there are those ones who say that they accept eternal life and that they believe in eternal life. But they also rejoice in the opportunity to feed off of that which has no substance. Picking the carcasses of dead animals as if they were buzzards and vultures and whatnot. But then they say they believe in eternal life. They just haven't committed themselves unto it. And then there are those who say, well, it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to live eternally anyway. But then I say what their books say, that the wages of sin is death. So there has to be something called death. What is the death? And why would there be something called death if there was no death? And because we have not been properly oriented as to what the purpose in existence upon the planet actually is, nor have we been properly educated and spiritually supported in having an understanding, an understanding, and a proper commitment to unfolding in the fullness of who we are as conscious immortals, because our socialization has been towards our detriment, then you and I, we have the responsibility to care to be able to respond to what is needed in our now moment. And what is needed is our clarity of mind that comes from the cleanliness of our blood, our being realigned and reattuned and walking in the integrity of the truth of ourselves and the divinity of ourselves on behalf of those that we have come through, our mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers and the great and all of those who have come before us, that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to truly honor those that we have come through, plus the responsibilities we have to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And to the children, do you realize that a people who undermine their children are a people who are destined to be phased out? That all of the childhood diseases and leukemia and the autism and the cerebral palsy and all of these things that children are experiencing is the evidence of what we were given that was deficient? And deficiency? And that there is a healing that's available to us and our children. But it just seems so interesting that so many ones just seem to be stuck and feeling the helplessness, the hopelessness, keep doing the same things over and over and over and over again that do nothing but seal the life in sickness, illness, disease, and meeting a tragic date with fate. We have duty, obligation, and responsibility to care, to live, to care, to rise, to care, to exalt a full effort in the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the oxygenation, the mineralization, the hydration, and that which is necessary to open up all channels of elimination so that the bodies can be restored, because the healer is already in us. The spirit of the living presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, our inheritance is in us. And yes, it takes an effort. You have to make an effort consistently over time to reverse the issues that you have created because of what you have done consistently over time. But it is well worth it, because the time that you have is to step into the reality of timelessness and to be in a place and space where you are aligning yourself with the intelligence of existence. And that intelligence is so abundant. It is so awesome. It's all pervasive. It fills all spaces. It can flood every atom and every cell of your being with its light, its love, its wisdom, its peace, its poise, its power, and you can be whole again in just a little bit of time if you care. And no matter how deep the dark has been, the light is everywhere present if we would step into it. And it becomes easier when we will do the inner work of clearing, cleansing, and purifying ourselves, our blood, ourselves, to do that which is truly in our own best interest. This is the right way to respond to the initiatives that have been issued to have us steeped in all manners of sorcery through the pharmacology and the psychiatry and all of the things that have put us in place where we see the evidence of our behavior modification and psychological manipulation and all of the things that are happening to make people think that it's better for them to be killing themselves and to be exalting a full life's urge, for them to think that it's okay to treat your children to death, that that's what childhood is about, to be in a place where all of this delusion and erroneous thoughts that you can truly prosper at the detriment of other ones, to be in a place where someone can dumb down and anesthetize, inebriate, intoxicate other ones and render them helpless and hopeless and then be superior. I mean, it's just crazy. And we've outthought it. That which is light has come to us, through us. It's in us. And we have the opportunity to be completely harmonized in it so that we have leverage over all of it. And so no matter where you are, and what you've done, and how you were raised, and all of that, with each and every breath that you take, the intelligence of existence is with you and is gifting you so much of itself. And you are immersed in nothing but the sacredness and the sanctity and the divinity of existence itself. And you're being called to remember that your life is your gift, and you were gifted to the planet in this now moment to self-actualize, self-realize, unfold, and walk as a representative of the lineages that you've come through, to consciously cultivate and activate your inheritance and heritage through your cellular liberation and DNA activation to conscious invocation of the divinity of your being, the greatness of who you are, the clarity, the cleanliness, the order, the harmony, the peace, the poise, the power, the fullness, the infinite possibilities. We are already rich beyond our imaginations. And as we are able to activate our imaginations and rejoice in the blessedness of our being and understand that without the sun blazing, without the fullness of that which is coming with each and every breath, there would be nothing for us to really rejoice in, because there would be nothing that we could rejoice in. So that which we truly require for living, we have it. It costs us nothing. And it is absolutely limitless. It's abundant. And it is ours. Our issue is being fully committed to being all we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the all that is, and rejoicing in the oneness of existence and the infinity and the diversity that is cosmic conformity. We are the ones that we have been praying for. It is our time to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.